Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. What you are about to hear is one of our many interviews we conducted on Media Day of the 2021 Lotto Elite Pro Tennis Challenge. Our Cracked Rackets team is so fortunate to be able to travel to Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, Reading, Pennsylvania, to take in an exhibition event featuring players such as Ernest Gulbis, Chris Eubanks, eventual singles and doubles champion Mukund Sasikumar. We also got to talk to former great college tennis players in Nick Bible, Chad Kissel, KP Sinu. We also got to talk to Roy Smith. Of course, all of those guys still ascending in their young pro tennis careers. We got to speak with tournament director Ryan Narr as well. All of the people who helped make this event so special. Hoping to get the chance to recap it all with our host Dave Emke, my now adopted older brother, later on this weekend. Again, what you're going to be hearing is an interview with some of those players now. We got to chat with them for about 5 to 10 minutes, talk about the highlights in their career, where they're at here in 2021, the difficulties they faced the past season, and so much more. It was a really, really fun session. I cannot thank the Emke family, the Lotto Elite team, for having us there enough. It's always so cool to get to work an intimate event like that, to get to actually speak with these players, have some fun with them as well. It's an experience we won't be forgetting anytime soon. So again, interviews from Media Day going to be coming on your Cracked Interviews podcast feed. Be on the lookout for all of them. Listen to as many of them as you would like. But with that in mind, Westhoff, roll the credits. Let's get to today's show.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lotto Elite Pro Tennis Challenge, and I am joined, I'll say it, one of my favorite players of all time. I came of age as a tennis fan in the early 2010s, and if you were a fan of early 2010s men's tennis, certainly you enjoyed yourself a little top 10 action from our guest today, Ernest Gulbis. Ernest, welcome to our booth. How are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, you excited for a little exhibition action? I know we've got the U.S. Open on the horizon qualifying, but what brings you here to Pennsylvania? Just trying to get some practice matches in?
It's about practice because, unfortunately, there are no events coming to U.S. Open, and it's really hard if you've been in Europe for a while. You've been playing only on clay. So if you're not ranked, let's say, 150, you're not able to get any competition match on hard court. So when Ryan came to me, we met actually in Austria in a challenger. He came to me, he showed me a piece of paper with a promotion of the tournament. So yeah, I said, why not? It's good. So I came here, and it's a really lovely event. I mean, it's in a backyard. It's funny to play, so we'll see.
Yeah, no, it's a super, super nice court. I know they've got the U.S. Open specs, obviously trying to help all of you prepare. And, you know, you mentioned being at Austria at a challenger. I know you're inside the top 200 right now. Not where, you know, your peak, but certainly playing at the challenger level week in, week out. I'm curious for you, you know, how difficult has it been, you sort of mentioned in your first answer, to find events to play right now? It just feels like everything's sort of in flux.
No, now it gets better, but unfortunately, with the hardcore season, it's been strange. I mean, you only have Cincinnati and Toronto, and that's it. You don't have anything else. I mean, I would guess that it would be a good idea to make at least one or two challengers in the States. You can make, you could make potentially one around here or one in New York, you know, for players to come and and play, and then go immediately for US Open qualies. But this is not the case. I find it very strange and unfortunate, you know. So thanks to all the people here who make at least you know, these kind of events possible. You know, not with ATP points. I mean, but still, it's some good matches, some good players here.
Mm-hmm. And I happen to have the chance to chat. I know you're here with your family, with your wife, with your daughter. Yesterday, your wife said you guys have gone on a bunch of trips since you guys had, I believe, your second kid, who is not here with you, and yet all of those trips have featured you and your tennis bag, going to some tournament, playing some event. Again, given you've been a top 10 player in the world, you're now in your mid, early 30s, I suppose. Where does that motivation come from to be, you know, seeking out all of these events still week in, week out?
My motivation comes by just I have a goal to be top 100 again next year. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, if I'm not going to be top 100 next year, then probably I'm going to stop, because it's a grind, you know, and it's not getting easier, you know. You're especially with the COVID, you know, the tournaments also, they reduce prize money, they reduce tournament amounts, so it's just been tougher and tougher. So hopefully next year is going to change, but still, if I'm not going to be top 100, then, I mean, I'm not getting younger, and I wish to spend more time with family. I wish to travel without the tennis rackets, without the tennis bags. You know, still tennis is going to be always a part of my life. But if you're top 100, it makes sense. You know, it's not a hobby anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, and you cannot afford to have a hobby when you're... I mean, you can afford, but you don't want to have a hobby as your main job at the age of 33. You know, you can have it, let's say, when you're 20, you know, when you have all those goals in front of you. You know, now I just have to think a bit differently. So, yeah, next year is going to be important to get back.
I was going to say, you don't look a day over 33, so it makes sense. You know, you don't look a day over 33. You look very, very young still, my friend. But no, I'm 25. Yeah, so there we go. But if you saw underneath this hat, you'd say maybe 30, maybe 35. So I'm doing a good job of hiding it. But of course, again, we've got the U.S. Open on the horizon. No fans in qualifying this year, but still to be able to compete in that event to get back to the Slam. What does that mean to you? What are you looking forward to in your time in New York?
No fans.
Yeah, no fans for qualifying. Yeah.
This is
a little breaking
strange
news.
This is also strange. You see, they make fans come in main draw, not in qualifying. So a lot of strange things happening right now. I mean, they always have some kind of, I wouldn't say excuses, but some kind of ideas why it's happening. But yeah, it's tough for the players. You know, it's tough to play in front of empty crowds. So you want to get back to play in normal circumstances. But it is what it is. Yeah. You know, you have to pass qualies, and it is what it is.
No, absolutely. Well, then I have to ask you some fun questions before I let you go. I told you this last night. My older brother might be the biggest Golbis fan that exists, and he's not even a tennis fan anymore, except for Golbis. They're all things Golbis, and he would yell at me if I did not ask about the forehand. You know your forehand. You know what it's referred to. It is certainly the most distinct looking forehand, I would say, on tour. Are you aware of that fact? You aware that people are talking about your forehand? And I'm curious what you make of all of that noise.
Not really aware. I'm not, because I'm not on social media.
Sure.
You know, my wife shows me from time to time some kind of...
The memes go around.
Yeah,
of course.
Those are funny, but I'm not there, so I don't really pay too much attention to it. But yeah, some of them are funny.
Yeah. No, the key is have a sense of humor with it, right? And enjoy them all. And, you know, again, in terms of the sense of humor, the enjoyment of the tennis world, you are here with your oldest daughter. What does it mean to you to be able to just have a couple of tournaments, a couple of years to travel with her, get to show her what you do?
It's big, you know, it's big, because, I mean, now she starts to get older. She starts to understand, you know, what's happening. She starts to enjoy it. So hopefully maybe in a, I don't know, half a year or a year, she's going to start playing also. You know, my son, he's 1.5. He cannot stand a minute without a ball in his hand.
Of course.
So he's much more sportive than our daughter. But, yeah, they're both going to play. And, I mean, no pressure. I mean, I grew up also without any pressure. You know, I was practicing maybe 2-3 times a week until age of 10, 11. You know, and I think that's the key, you know, for young kids growing up, that you don't overdo it. I mean, you're going to have time when you're going to need to overdo it, you know, when you're going to need to work double or triple the normal amount, you know. But when you're young, just explore, just have fun, and that's what I want to show my kids, you know, that they can just enjoy it, you know.
Will you ensure they have your forehand technique, that it lives on for another generation?
opposite.
Yeah, completely fair. Well, Ernest Golbis, thank you so much for taking the time to chat, and good luck to you this week.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.